The button is hit, PJ. The button is hit. Yay! Welcome
to the after show show. We need a fucking jingle.
That's a very good idea.
We do need a jingle. We do. We need something that kicks off rather than me just shite now me like the usual. Where it's the two. It basically starts with me and Jim going, "Roy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Right. Is it now? Is that? Does it sound right? Yeah, we need to get
mind
some...
you, the one thing that we have consistent is, if you watch it on Facebook, is you do your smiley head
into
right
the,
up
camera.
To the camera.
Yeah, because I have to turn it on. You see, there's just... See, because this is classic hits, you can't just press buttons willy-nilly. No. I want you to think of us as like the Chernobyl reactor of radio. So there's a series of events, right?
Yeah.
And we're not quite sure what we're going to do, so...
And we're not quite in control of it.
Yeah, yeah. So we all have to stand by our stations while somebody goes... Oh, Jim of you, are you ready?
And Jim's like, ready.
And then I get sent into the corner. Oh, you are Patrick Tov, you are ready? And I go, yeah. And then everything has to be done at the right time,
yeah.
So we don't get nuclear meltdown, basically.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So we don't have a complete... But I tell you what would be good, because you know the way you do your look into the camera at the very start, right? That's kind of like that. You remember at the end of the Warner Brothers cartoons?
The Looney Tunes.
That's all, folks.
Yeah.
We could do that. And so your head could be in the middle of a, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to say a target, but that's not what I meant.
I know what you mean. Although we could stick with the Chernobyl sort of theme as well. Like, oh, after show. After show.
That's what we should do. We should get a jingle that has absolutely no relevance to what we talk about.
Yeah, something really serious.
Exactly. Something really serious. Or the news theme.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep, beep, bong. Yeah. Actually, I just did the fucking Angelus there.
You just did the Angelus, yeah. The news team. And he goes into the bong bongs.
Imagine if we had the Angelus.
Today on the news, Hail Mary is full of grace.
Yeah, the Angelus, that'd be a great theme for us.
You would actually, yeah. Just a lot of set of bongs. A lot of people now going, a series of bongs would be better than listening to you two shite the beds talking shit.
Which, and to be fair, they'd have a point.
Well, they'd have a point. But would you learn little from us?
Sorry. Anyway, was there an after show last week?
No.
No, because we weren't
away.
Here.
I was away and you were away. Yeah. Well, you were hiding on, you were DIYing or whatever it was you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So I just realised I'm scratching myself in the nether regions and there's a camera on.
Is your nether regions just below the camera shot?
There you can see, if you're looking at the camera there, you can see that's me basically brushing past the nether regions. So you have an area to look at. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, there was no after show last week, so there's loads to be chatting about.
Yeah,
holidays. Or Jim says he's on his holidays. He did that thing where, that stupid thing that fellas fall into, where you go, no, I don't want to go away, no, the sunshine and all of that. No, I'm going to save the few quid. Yeah, I'm going to save, you know, we all do this. I'm going to save the few quid. I'm going to stay at home and just stick their feet up.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, you don't appreciate the very country you live in.
Yeah, see, there you go, yeah. But what Fucker Knuckles forgot was that you never get peace in your own house.
No, it was a ridiculous... It was a ridiculous assumption to make.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because
so
it's
you end up DIYing them.
Have you any plans for tomorrow?
No.
All right. Yeah. Because... And there it
and
begins.
There
it begins.
Because if you were just going to sit around, like, I'd have a few things that could be done that would make all the difference.
All the difference.
And you're like, really, what needs to be done? Well, I was thinking we could build a box for the cactus. Oh, fuck. Here we go. This is the start of it now.
Build a box
talking about that. Remember we were talking about building a box for the cactus, yeah? You're like, really? I remember pretending to give a shit about that, yeah? And then, you know, the way I said, yeah, we could go through those old hats and see if my father would like any. We could do that. You're like, oh, I can't fucking believe I'm about to get into this. You know? And then I was thinking, maybe we could get something framed. I haven't even thought about what it could be. But there's a space in the wall that's doing me head in. You're like, oh, fuck.
And Do you know what I ended up...
Tullamore.
I was doing bits of DIY. And I mean bits of DIY, right?
Yeah.
Because you know what I've discovered? Right, and yeah. In fairness, like yourself, I would confess to being fairly rubbish at the DIY.
Yeah,
right, when it comes
bad.
To it. Right,
jeez.
But the one thing I have learned is there's exactly the same amount of aggravation involved in a small job that there is in a big job.
You may as well, yeah. You're
I
right.
I tell you,
you're
if you
right.
have if you have an entire room to paint, right?
Yeah,
you're going to need the paint and ladders and brushes,
bit of
and
tape
rollers
and all, yeah,
and all the stuff. Right, if you have a 6-inch stain on a ceiling, you still need the paint, the ladders, the brushes.
Everything. The bit of tape. You need everything the same.
It's exactly the same amount of aggravation involved in that as there is in fucking doing the whole fucking house up.
I know. It's the biggest pain in the arse. You may as well just knock the house down and start all over again. You know, as far as doing it, it's unreal, yeah. The aggravators, the small jobs are actually the bastard jobs.
Yeah.
So say if you need a new bathroom, right? Yeah. And you're splashing out, right? You've gone to credit union, right? Jerry in the credit union says,
the system's gone.
I write you the cheque right now, Mr. McCabe. Right, and you order that, right? And he gives it, and you go, you won't have to do a fucking thing. Right?
Correct.
You go home, and occasionally you'll hear a, clink, clink, clink. Sorry, do you mind if we go to the toilet out in the garden because the place, you know, all of that. That's it. Yeah. That's all you'll have to deal with. That's your sole aggravation.
Yeah.
And then one day he comes down, proud as punch, like he's a son you never met, and goes, it's finished. Would you like to have a look at it? And you go, oh, look at me fucking arm. Can't wait to wash me balls and this arm. It's going to be brilliant. Oh, I can light a candle. Yeah, whatever you want, you man. Yeah, it's all. But if you have, like, to say, get the pump fixed in the shower.
Oh, Jesus.
Your life has now ended.
Yeah.
Your life is now... Right, for a start, you have to buy baby wipes, right? Because you're not going to be able to use... You have to wash with baby wipes in the back garden. That's it, right? Because that's going on for a month, right?
Yeah.
Your days of enjoying the shower at all are gone for about a month, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So you're washing yourself in the car or something with baby wipes, which is the smell of me going into work. You've all of that. And then, no, your man says, I'll be there on Tuesday. I'll be there between 12... and 5 Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that even mean? And then he turns up and the first thing is, I don't have that part, I'll have to order it in.
Yeah.
And then he has to order it in, and then you'll have to collect it.
Yeah.
He'll order. Where you have to collect that, right? It's called Suds and Spuds, and it's down in Rathnew. And you're fucking can't believe this. And then you get the part, and you have to wait for him to finish the job he wants to do to come back.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, you turn the shower on and you forget it was shite in the first place. And like,
well,
it's a disaster.
So, if the part that's gone, or whatever, the pump or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? And you think, right, well, that's grand, has to get the pump fixed. But then it's like, now you know I'm going to have to take all the tiles down. What?
Hmm.
And yeah,
why'd you have to do
the
that?
The only thing there is, like,
the toilets
I'm
broken.
Gonna have to take up the shower tray. Why? What's that got to do with the? Well, it has to come up because I have to get in at it at the back there, and then that means I say, you know, you'll probably end up having to redo your floor.
We're gonna have to
what?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm gonna have to knock down the bed in the in the next room. Yeah, what's that got to do with that? I don't like it, and it's messing with me.
So it's a psychological thing.
I have to set fire to the bed in the back garden to get in at the shower unit. I can't fucking believe this. All I wanted was a shower woman.
Yeah.
Is there going?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is there nothing you can do? Well, yeah, I could get you one of them. I could get you a hose and run it in the window. That's not good enough either. What am I going to do?
And of course, this is right.
You throw shade at you then. Would you not really do it yourself? I can't do anything myself.
That's the worst part, yeah. Because that is the worst part.
You do it yourself a lot cheaper.
It's when they're saying something to you and you can't turn around and go, well, that's not right. Because you don't know anything.
Don't know anything.
So they could literally turn around and say, well, now, the only thing about it is, when I do this part, you will have to change your car.
Yeah.
What?
For the shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not know that? No.
Mom.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. No, I did know that.
When you start your car, right, and you drive to work, that charges your shower. Right? Now, were you in work last week? No, you weren't. You're on
your
holidays.
And that's what's happened.
Now, they saw whole things after dying.
I warned you.
Now, I can get it going, but if you don't drive enough, and you don't think you are, right, watch what fuel is in your car, right? Diesel. I fucking knew it. It's no wonder your shower's fucked. You're going to have to get a new car.
And that's
like,
the trouble.
Jesus Christ,
that's
this is unbelievable.
When you don't know anything yourself, you just have to
go along with it.
You just have to go along with it.
You have to believe them, yeah. You're...
And this is right up your street, because your DIY challenge thing is
2 weeks.
A few weeks away.
Yeah, 2 weeks
two
away.
Weeks
yeah,
away.
Yeah. So the 18th of June, I think,
and
is the first broadcast.
So the nation gets to see PJ Gallagher actually doing DIY.
Well, they don't. They get to see me, like,
well,
hammering.
You had to help out, didn't you?
Yeah. Like, you know, holding wood while an adult cuts.
Was there anything like you and Ray Darcy on the telly that time?
A bit, yeah. There was a few bits. Like, there was times when, you know, the whole idea of the show is I call up to try and help people over the 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's 10 days, to win 10 grand is essentially how it works, right?
Yeah.
So they're on a really tight schedule. Yeah. Everybody is. Doing any DIY work in 10 days. So look, there's you and me. We've the car burnt and all. You know what I mean? So to do anything in 10 days is really hard.
Absolutely. It's a challenge.
Especially when most of them are working people and everything anyway.
Yeah.
So to do their day's work, come back and do this bollock, this show. Yeah.
It's all right. We're on the internet. You can say bollocks.
Not really. When I'm sponsored to the, you know, anyway.
Oh, yeah. So
you, you come back and do this. And then you win 10 grand if your thing is good enough. So it's a pretty big prize. So people really made an effort for it. So the last thing they need in this process, the last thing they need is a halfwit turning up going, do you want a hand? That's literally the last thing they need. And that ended up being what I was doing. So they're coming in, they're in the middle of something. I'm like, do you want a hand? They're like, actually, no. A lot of the time they were like, no, I'm grand, thanks. And I was like,
Would
I have to help? And they're like, I can't fucking believe this. But I'm in the middle of wiring something that will kill you.
Yeah, but I have to give you a hand.
They're like, I don't fucking believe.
Hold on.
Like, okay, well, we'll cut some wood for tomorrow then. And they don't want to be doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm just holding some wood and they're like, you know, that way.
I'm mixing cement.
I mixed a lot of cement.
Have you ever been an apprentice at anything?
Well, I worked in electrics, making lights and lamps. Yeah, so I wouldn't be an electrician now by any stretch, but I worked in electrics.
Because the one thing about, like, I did a bit painting and decorating or whatever, I was apprentice for a while, right? And the gas thing about it is, when you're at that stage where you know nothing.
Yeah, it's hard.
And you're actually, you may as well just walk up to somebody and go, is it okay if I get in the way?
Yeah, and the worst thing is...
Because that's all you are, in the way.
In the way. It happened to me when Sean and I joined a lifeboat. It was the exact same. And I'm in my 40s just standing there in the middle of a boat doing nothing. Trying to learn. Yeah.
And people are trying to do stuff around you. And they're going, give us... and they say something to you, give us that fucking whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You know, any sort of tool thing or whatever they might have. And you're like,
Is that the round one?
Yeah, what's it called?
Yeah.
And so in the end, you don't even get to do what they want.
They just walk and do it themselves.
They walk by you. Yeah. Get it. So you're just in the way.
And you're just in the way. And one of the first ever trainings I was on. And I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
I was a mixed training with the Coast Guard. And we had to pick them up and drop them off at Docky Island and come back, you know. And the Coast Guard lads got in. And they were sitting there and they were looking at the front of the boat. You know, at the screens and everything, the navigation screens and all. And all I remember thinking was, don't ask me a question. And then one of them goes, so yeah, that red light there, what's that? That's, I guess, what's that doing? And I was like,
red.
It's red. It's on. And they go, No. And do you know what the red light was?
What?
Told us the boat was on. It was a power light for the boat. That's all it was. And I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. So it's so embarrassing.
It's like, it's terrible.
Yeah. When you're going in.
The worst part though, the worst is anything that you know, whatever about DIY. There's some of it. Like obviously, there's real DIY. Like as in anybody that involves anything that involves electrics or plumbing.
Yeah.
That's nobody. You know, people don't dabble in that. You know, they dabble in painting and decorating.
Yeah.
They dabble in
carpentry.
You can
do a bit of woodwork.
They dabble in maybe building a little bit of a flower.
Yeah,
bed
you might even have a go at the wallpaper and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But nobody dabbles in plumbing or electricity.
No, sure.
That's just fucking mad shit.
I near killed myself. I near killed myself, right? And this is my job at the time.
Yeah.
So my job, one of my first jobs was checking cables, right? Fucking hell, the whole thing is on top of the wall.
Oh my God. Literally, if you're watching...
I have to do the podcast like this now.
Look at that.
It just jumped off the wall.
It literally...
If you're watching this on Facebook, we've 2 minutes left on this podcast and it's just... We're just talking about DIY and how we're shitting it. And now the fucking phone that we put in the wall is just after jumping off the wall.
Literally. I put that up to film this and it fell down.
And it fell down in the middle of our chat about how shit we are to you. Nobody dabbles in electrics. That's what Jim tells you. No one dabbles in electrics.
Now you know what this means, don't you? This means that the next time we do this, we're going to have to get the man in.
We're going to have to get a man in.
Jesus Christ. Do you not know how to put this up here?
Hell yeah, lads. Yeah, what's the story? You real, yeah? Do you just want me to give you a hand job as well? Ticks. So I guess that kind of unfortunately brings this podcast to an end.
Because otherwise PJ is going to be standing there holding the phone for the next...
Of all the ways to empty... Seriously.
This will go down as one of the greatest podcasts ever.
This is
I'll tell you something. If you've never watched it, if you always listen to the podcast and you've never watched it on Facebook, watch this one. For this... Yeah, so.
So, in case you didn't believe
me. The one they did about DIY. Well, I'll tell you what fucking happened.
Well, in case you didn't believe that me and Jim were a bit shy to DIY, we now have to end this podcast so we can get an adult in to fix this radio station as we broke it. Like I said, this is the Chernobyl of podcasts.
Correct.
So remember to like and share and tell your friends.